Blessings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and I'll be sharing this week in the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Yesterday, we talked about being real and being honest, not making excuses like the priest did in Malachi's day. They were believing one thing about themselves, and God, well, he saw something different. They didn't think they were despising the Lord or offering polluted bread for their offering, but God said they were. I tried to bring this home to us. I talked about us singing songs of worship in church, but not really worshiping. I talked about us praying words, but our minds thinking about something else. God knows our thoughts, and he knows if we really love him or if we don't. I talked about us repenting and not believing something about ourselves that is not really true. Well, yesterday we read a few verses out of Malachi, and I would like to continue in chapter 1. God wants us to be honest and give him the respect and honor he deserves. He is worthy of our entire devotion and our entire life. But here in verses 11 through 14, there is another thing that he's concerned about. It says here, from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But you have polluted it, in that you say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. Ye said also, behold, what a weariness is it, and you have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts, and you brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick, thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a male, and voweth, and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Well, here it's continuing on this whole idea, or this whole thought here that we talked about yesterday, is offering polluted bread upon the altar, and how the people said, well, we haven't offered these things, but God showed them that they did by bringing their sick and lame animals and things, offerings that really wouldn't be worth much on the market, and so they bring those for their sacrifice. But the thing that I see here in these verses is that God is concerned about his name. He is concerned that we serve him because we love him, and that that it's a pure heart, a pure motive out of our life to serve the Lord. That is what he's concerned about. But he's also concerned about something else, and that his name would be great among the Gentiles. It says, from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And then it goes on and says, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. God's interested in his name not being despised, or people looking at it. In that day, Judaism, but I'd say in our day, Christianity, that people would not look at Christianity as something that's not good because of one thing or another. Maybe it's well, just for an example, maybe you're driving a car and you cut in front of somebody, and you just, you're just being rude on the road. You're not driving like a Christian should drive. You're just being rude on the road, and then they see a bumper sticker that says, you know, God loves you, or something like that. You know, people, the person that you just cut off on the road, he's going to look at it saying, oh, is this what Christianity's about? Or maybe in your home, you're saying you're a Christian and all of these things, but you and your wife are fighting, or you have a lot of anger or things that just come spewing out of your mouth sometimes to the children or to your wife, or, you know, and maybe other people see that from time to time, and you know, it's giving the name of Christianity a bad name, and it's not only, you know, for others, but it's also for your family, your children, and your family that will make decisions on who they're going to serve. And or maybe it's at work and you hit your thumb with a hammer, or maybe just for no reason you're cursing or telling a bad joke or doing something. The example that you are brings shame to the name of Christ, and God is interested in that, or he's concerned about that. And that's what he's saying here in Malachi, that he wants his name to be great among the Gentiles, and they were profaning his name, and they were saying things about the table of the Lord and about what they were supposed to do, and just some of those kind of things that we read about there, and bringing sick animals and lame animals and things like that for an offering, and how, you know, the heathen will look at that and say, these people really don't care about the Lord, and, you know, I'm not going to care about the Lord either. You know, he must not be worthy to be served, and that. And it's the same way in our day, in the example that we have, or that we are to others. And that's why in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15, it says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Well, see, God would rather have us be cold than lukewarm, because of the bad example that we are to those who were around. He'd rather have us be cold. He wants us to be hot for him, but he'd rather have us be cold than just to be lukewarm and going through the motions and being a poor example for what Christianity is about, and what the God who is worthy of all praise deserves. There's another verse, I think it's in Romans, says, I'm not sure where it's at, but it says, it would be better for us that a millstone would be tied around our neck, and that we'd be, I guess that's Matthew 18, I think, where Jesus said that. Let me see if I can find it here. Matthew 18. That's what it is. Yeah, it says here, but whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. So Jesus was saying that if we, by our lives, if we discourage some newly born Christian, a new babe in Christ or whatever, we discourage them and they don't follow the Lord anymore because of our bad example, it would be better for us that a big millstone would be tied around our neck and we'd be drowned in the sea than that would happen. Also, to end on a little more positive note here, this is the prayer that Jesus prayed before he went to the cross. He was praying for his disciples in John chapter 17. And here he says, neither pray I for these alone, verse 20, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. See, when we are one, when we are serving Christ together and living for the Lord, and we're being good examples, we're loving one another as Christians in the church and in this, the world looks on and that they may believe that the Lord was sent. And it goes on, then it says, a few verses later, it says, yes, here in verse 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Okay, that's not really what I was looking for. Yeah, it's 23, sorry. One verse too late. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. That, and why is that? That the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. So in the same thought that we would be one as Christians and serving the Lord, that the world may know the Lord also, that they would see that example as we not only speak, but as we live our lives before those in the world. So that's my encouragement to us today out of Malachi and several of these other places that we read, that we would be a good example to others, not only because the Lord is worthy and we don't want his name to be shamed in any way, but also that the world may know that others would come to the Lord and be saved. So God bless you. Thanks for listening, and you can leave us a message if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request, have a need, you have something that we could agree with together, maybe you want to just talk to someone, leave us a voicemail at 099 and press the pound key when you're finished with the message, and then it'll give you a couple other prompts there. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in, and I just pray that you'd have a wonderful day serving the Lord and being a good example.